Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? And like everyone I know, they care for a sad song. All I can do is be strong. Knowing that they weren't the same as they were yet. I will miss the memories.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Back to Us Sunday show. With Anise and Sharon. Today is Sunday.
Did you guys miss me? Hello?
Sharon.
Everybody miss me? I hope they did. Huh?
Sharon.
It's been a long time.
Sharon, I'm holding the talking stick, baby. It's not your turn. Okay?
Okay.
Not your turn.
Go ahead.
All right. So today is the Sunday, September the 8th edition of the Back to Us show. And Sharon, welcome back from Gay Pride last week. You know, baby, I thought that you had like gotten carried away by the lesbians or something. So I'm glad to see that you made it safely back.
I wasn't messing around with all those lesbians. I was over at the park. There was nobody at the park.
There was nobody at the park last week? That's because they were all hungover from drinking. Mm-hmm.
Man,
okay.
I was like, really? This is boring. This is booty.
Well, so Kathleen, you know, she went to the Bama game last week. And she was probably, like, totally, totally wasted. So this week, she's actually stuck at the airport. Poor Kathleen. If she didn't have bad luck, she would have no luck at all.
Is that right? Sure, she's stuck at the airport. She's still hungover from the Bama game.
I know. She's either hungover from the Bama game or hungover from the Falcons taking their whooping.
I know. Wasn't that crazy? I was so upset. I was in the car driving when I discovered that Falcons had lost in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. And I was just so hurt and distraught that I had to go to Tivana.
Well, you know, maybe, did you get me something from Tivana?
No, but I did get myself a teacup with the little, what's the little thingy, the little sifter thingy already in it.
Oh, cool. Okay, those are called, for the tea leaves?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Well, guess what we're doing today?
We're talking.
Yeah, I know. I do that all the time, and you love it so much. But, no, seriously, guess what we're doing today?
What's that? What are we doing? What are we doing? Tell me.
So there's, like, this really hot film out of Texas, right? And it's got this brand-new director, and her name is Shonda Harris. And the movie's called A Better Life. And I've actually got her on the line, Sharon. So you want me to bring her in?
I suppose so. We could talk to people.
We can talk to people.
Here.
Yeah. Hello, Shonda.
Hey, how you doing?
What's
good.
Going on,
how
Shonda?
Are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
So, Shonda, I was just telling Sharon a little bit about the movie, so I'm going to let you tell her a little bit more, and if you'll give our listeners kind of a little bit of your background.
Okay, well, the movie is based on a true story of a double homicide of a handicapped man and his 11-year-old niece, which was my best friend's daughter. So this is really a movie based on things that happened in my life, and this movie here is just going to be just a little snippet of things that I've done in my life, how I went from selling drugs to living a good life. So that's why the movie's titled A Better Life.
Okay, all right. And Sharon, did you have questions, or can I go ahead? Because we've got the whole cast. We actually have the whole cast of the movie.
Well, you know, my questions usually come in a little late. You know, I'm a little slow sometimes. I come in from the rear.
Oh, Sharon, I can't believe you said that on the air with a guest. So impolite.
Did I come in from the rear?
For Sharon's behavior. I don't let her out very often.
Okay, I'm used to it.
Okay, so Sharon, be on your best behavior, okay, because the last time you cut the fool, we ended up having fines. I am not going to fight for my cookies today with Bertha, okay?
That was not my fault. That was our guest's fault.
I am not going to jail for you again.
But our guest went crazy on that. Our guest went crazy on that show, talking about cutting off their personal body parts and all kinds of stuff.
And all I asked you to do was run the show. That was all I asked you to do.
I did run the show.
Sharon,
huh?
Shh, quiet. I'm getting ready to bring in the cast. Okay, we have to be very quiet for the cast. Okay.
Okay.
On your best behavior, Sharon. Don't mess up.
Go ahead.
Now. Okay.
Go ahead, baby.
I'm bringing in the cast. All right. Our first cast member. Who do we have for our first cast member? Shanice.
Oh. Hi. I'm Shanice Littlefield. My character is Shaquayla.
Okay.
Shaquayla.
Our next cast member is Tico.
Tico Davis.
What's up,
Tico?
What's going on?
Our next.
What's up, Tico? I'm chilling.
Sharon, what part of quiet was unclear?
It's Tico.
I know it's Tico, but be quiet, okay? Our next cast member is Joshua.
Hello, my name is Joshua, and I play the character Terrence.
Awesome. And we actually have the phenomenal manager of this team on the line, Pam. Pam? Okay. Pam's just listening.
Is this Pam in?
Yes, this is Pam in. So she's listening in. Pam in is
all
listening.
All right.
In. All cool. Right. So our next character, we're going to go to Benjamin. Benjamin, say hello and give us your character's name.
Hey, my name is Benjamin Reddick. My character's name is Pawpaw James.
Okay. Our next character is Ariana.
Hi, my name is Ariana Nicole, and I play the role of Cree Cree.
Awesome. And our final character is Knessa. Did I say your name correctly?
No, but that's okay.
Well, say your name correctly, because we want to make sure we get it right.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's going to be Kinesia, but we're going to go and shorten that down to KB. We just gonna shorten it on down for the people.
Okay, so we
have
can't
a pronounce it.
Yeah, we're gonna cut it short so everybody can remember that. Ow.
Okay, so now we have the whole cast on the line. Welcome the entire cast and your phenomenal director and your outstanding talent manager, all to Back to Us Radio. So thank you all so much for joining us today. And what we're going to do now is I'm actually going to move away and put you all back on mute because the first part of the interview is going to go to your phenomenal director, Shonda, and Sharon's going to take care of the first part of the interview, and I am going to do the second part.
I don't know.
No?
No, no. We talked about this.
No, we didn't. You were doing the first part. I was doing the second part.
Well, Shonda, I know you gave us a little bit of detail about the movie. Can you and you said it was mainly about personal experiences and things of that nature. Is there what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word I'm looking for. What type of audience are you planning to reach? I mean, are you trying to target a particular type of audience with your story?
You know, not in particular. It's just a story that I feel that needs to be out. I mean, you know, all my life my family's told me that I need to write a book, but I don't like to write. So when I got into the film business, I said, you know, I'm just going to make a series of movies to, you know, tell people about the things that I've been through, and maybe it can help somebody and, you know, let them know that you can change.
Okay. How long has this work been in progress?
Of the actual film, it took me maybe 2 years to write, but I've actually been in the film business for the last 5 years. I started out recording live events and doing music videos to hip-hop artists, doing photography. And but the murders actually happened June 11th, 9 years ago.
Oh wow! So did that cause a big emotional turmoil or anything like that between you and your entire family, or what were some of the things that ended up happening?
Well, actually, it was my best friend's daughter, so of course, you know, it was a lot of emotional things going on. But you know, us as black people, we don't never go seek counseling, you know, so it's still something manifesting inside of them, and I really wanted them to be a part of this project, but they really don't want to be a part of it. So, you know, maybe this will bring some kind of clarity to the event and, you know, and let people know that when things tragically happen like that in your family, it's okay to talk about it, you know, make something positive out of something negative.
All right. So what would you say to... What would you say are some of the positive things that you hope to come out of this movie?
Well, the positive thing, like I said, is, you know, to show people that no matter where you are in life, that you can change. And, you know, so, I mean, you know, people that know me from 20, 30 years ago, you know, they're really shocked that, you know, I changed as much as I have. You know, I don't drink anymore, I don't smoke, anything like that. So
I don't shoot people anymore. I used to, but I stopped doing it.
That's a great thing because you can go to jail for that.
I know. I've been there. I didn't like Big Bertha.
Sharon, I can't believe you just said that you went to jail on the recorded line. I cannot believe you just did that, Sharon.
I did. You know I served time. You know I was up in there for 33 hours. I was in jail for 33 hours.
I am so embarrassed.
You're embarrassed every time we do the show. I'm sorry. So Shonda, your cast and your crew, how did you go about determining who would be the best crew members to represent your story?
Well, first of all, I put out a casting call, and hundreds of people submitted their resumes, and I prayed about it, and I checked them out on Facebook, you know, see what kind of energy they had. I didn't want any negative people in it. And then so the people that I picked, they didn't even know they had the part. So I told them they were coming to a casting call. And once they got there, I told them that, you know, they were the ones I picked for it. I never heard them read. I never seen any of their acting or anything. It's just I prayed about it, and God said, these are the people that need to be in this movie. And so far it has worked out wonderfully, and everybody is so talented, and they fit these roles to a T.
Okay.
Well, you know, Shonda, hold on, Sharon, I'm talking. Can I have a turn on our show?
You told me to go first. Okay, go ahead.
Shonda, Sharon and I are like this all the time. We're like two old married people. But we're really not married, y'all. Okay, we're really not married. I think Sharon might be single this week.
I am. I don't know.
You're single this week? Okay. Well, you know, it's week by week with you, so I always have to check in before I promote it. But Shonda, what I really like the most about, you know, the cast that you have, you've got a lot of different cast members that, you know, it's you've got a lot of new faces, and I love that. So,
right.
You know, how did you go through, like, I'm always interested in the whole process of, you know, when you're bringing in somebody new, it's like, wow. And so I'm so impressed by that. So thank you for using new faces in your movie. Really appreciate that.
You know, definitely. You know, like I said, I didn't know anything about their acting skills. You know, like I said, I prayed on it, and these are the people that God brought to this project. So I think we're going to do it.
Okay.
So off camera and off production time and off rehearsals and all that kind of stuff. What kind of things do you and the – did I say the wrong terminology?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So what kind of things do you and the –
funny. I'm going to ask. Go ahead.
What'd you say?
I said I just know it's going to be something funny you're going to ask me. But go ahead.
I got a reputation already. So
well,
I won't ask
that
particular question.
You've gotten to jail. And I'm choking over here. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't tell them about the boxes and the socks.
Sharon.
Oh, sorry.
Can we not have any secrets, woman?
So outside of filming and all those different things that you do, do you and the cast get an opportunity to just go out to the bar, to a restaurant, just chill? And if you do, what kind of things do you do, or what do you talk about?
Yeah. Well, we've all had a chance, you know, to hang out. So it's like a family. We don't, you know, consider it a team. We're a family. We've become very close, and, you know, a few of the cast members, they talk on the phone every day. And so, yeah, we're all close. We stay in contact constantly. So we've been to the bar, out to eat, you know, everything.
You didn't get drunk, did you? I'm sorry, Doc.
I bought some drink, but no.
Sharon, didn't she say that she didn't drink, that she stopped drinking and she stopped smoking? I'm going to need you to use your listening ears. Where are your listening ears? Reach in your pocket.
When
put
I
your
say,
listening ears on.
When I say you, I meant in general, like you guys, you folks, you peoples.
We got drunk. We had a good time, though.
They got drunk in the Lord and all that good stuff. Drunk in the Spirit.
Yeah, we do that every Sunday.
Sharon.
I'm sorry. So when is the – go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask her about funding because I know Shonda needs some financial help.
I got $5.50.
Yeah, as far as funding, we are really totally funded. We have an investor on board. Other funding that I was thinking about getting into is for the soundtrack. We would like the church choir to get in and record some songs and things like that, so I didn't put that in the initial budget for the funding, but the movie is totally funded.
Okay. So cool. The movie's totally funded, so now we're looking at funding for the soundtrack?
Right, correct.
Okay, and so how could people, if they, you know, if they were so inclined, if they had an extra, well, you know, it doesn't even have to be an extra $100. It could be an extra $5 or $2,
exactly.
Or if somebody wanted to skip going to Starbucks one day and donate their money for their tall, non-fat, extra whipped cinnamon dolce latte in a grande cup.
I'm keeping my Starbucks. I'm sorry. I give up the money for the...
To your Starbucks. Sharon,
I give up
all
the money
about
I was
you.
Okay,
I'm trying to talk to Shonda, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm trying to talk to Shonda, okay? Who has the talking stick? Who has
Shonda.
The talking stick?
Shonda.
No. Okay, Shonda has the talking stick. Okay, so that means you be quiet, Sharon. Okay, so Shonda, tell us, how can people donate if they were so inclined?
Well, as of now, we're not on a fundraising campaign, but we have a PayPal account, and that is talentbeyond.belief@yahoo.com.
Okay.
We always have the PayPal going.
All right. And Sharon, do you have other questions?
I have so many. When is this movie planned for release? I know you still got to do the music and all that good stuff. When are you hoping to release, and where are you hoping to release? I mean, like, what CDs and places like that?
Right. Well, the release date will be January 2014, and we will have the movie premiere here in Austin. And as far as where you can see the movie, I'm going to have it on Netflix. It'll be in Redbox. It's going to be on all the online video on demand, things like that. So that's what we're really pushing for is online distribution.
Okay. You big time when you're on the Redbox and the Netflix.
Well, I mean, that's better. A lot of people, they don't know that's, you know, I mean, most people, they don't go to the movies anymore. You watch everything online, so we want to go where, you know, where people could see it.
I can't afford
Sharon, you might even be able to take me out on a date. It's at Redbox. I got a dollar. You got 50 cents for the popcorn?
No. We're going to have to split that whole thing right there because you just made me donate to the show.
Wow.
Because you made me donate to the movie, so I don't have enough money to take you out. But I do have a pack of gum. We can split that.
You did not tell me that we're going to have to split a bag of popcorn for 50 cents. Wow.
We can split a Kit Kat.
You know what?
Reese's Cup.
On that note, let's bring some of the cast in because we talked to Shonda about kind of how, you know, how she arrived at her thought process with the movie and the casting. So let's talk to... What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you were making noises. I didn't know if I needed to do CPR on you or what.
Yeah, right.
You okay?
I'm good. Go ahead. Okay. It's on you now.
All right, so let's see. Let's bring some of the cast members in. Ooh, I know what. Clay, why don't we bring them all in at one time?
Okay.
We can bring them all in at one time. You're okay with that?
I'm okay with
that. Let's say thank you to Shonda first for giving us her time, okay?
Thank you, Shonda. We appreciate you. And we look forward to the movie. And I'm going to take Doc out to the Red Box to check out your movie. We're going to go Dutch on the Red Box movie.
That's what's up. Go on Tuesday, they keep it.
Thanks, Shonda. You know, thanks for supporting me on that one. So my $1.50 date just got even cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper. I think it's only $1 on Tuesday.
Well. Don't let it be on Blu-ray to be more expensive, though. It'd be like $1.50.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Wow. Okay. Shonda, thank you for joining us. I'm getting ready to bring in your cast members. You're welcome to stay on the call while we talk to them.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm going to call you by your character's names, if I can get them right. Shaquila?
Shaquila.
Shaquila and P. And Terrence. All right, so we've got, I'm going to bring y'all in three at a time. So Shaquila, P, and Terrence. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
How are you doing?
All right, so my question to you is, what really inspired you to submit for this movie?
Well, for me, I've been doing acting probably since the beginning of this year, just as a side thing. And I guess it just was more appealing to me to go ahead and submit my resume and my headshot just because it was more of an African-American film, and trying to get into the film industry, there's not a lot of opportunities for an African-American female. So I just felt like this might be an actual good opportunity.
It's interesting that you mention there not being a lot of opportunities for African American females, because I saw a play last night and the play is called The Kink in My Hair, and it had the same, that was the same reason why the director of that play started that play, because of the lack of opportunity. So I said, wow, okay. Sharon, that might be a show topic for us. All right, so T, why did you submit for the movie?
The reason I submitted for the movie, you know, once she contacted me and asked me was I interested, she actually contacted me, Shonda actually contacted me last year, and just was like, hey, you know, I'm coming out with this movie, would you be interested? And once she, you know, she told me that and told me what the movie was based on or whatever, you know, I definitely saw her vision and the passion that she was going towards for this, far as trying to get the story out to the community, not only to the African-American community, but the community in Austin as well, you know, just to let them know, hey, this is what happened, and it's something that needs to be discussed. Not only that, you know, people do change. You know, you may start at point A, that doesn't mean you're going to end up at point A. You know, people grow, people go through life situations, and with those life situations, they have growth. So that's why I jumped on board.
All right. And Terrence, what made you jump on board?
Well, the reason I joined was because, you know, first of all, I've been trying to get into acting for like over two and a half years, and the first thing that came to mind when I saw this project was that, you know, hey, I mean, this would be a great, you know, opportunity for me, since there's not a lot of, you know, well, first of all, there's not a lot of, you know, African-American movies that are being made nowadays, so I figured that this is a great opportunity. Plus, when I went into the details and read up on the film that, you know, Shonda Hare was making, about this being a true story and all, about the double homicide and what had went down, I just kind of, yeah, it just felt like I had, like, so much in common, because I had the same thing happen to a few other friends of mine.
Okay.
And I just felt like I wanted to be a part of this, because, you know, you don't hear, you know, stories like this happen, you know, very often. So I wanted to help her, you know, bring the full story to life by being a part of this. And so I submitted for it. I submitted for it like this year, I believe. And sure enough, she had contacted me about, you know, being a part of it. And I just felt very, very grateful that she would choose me. And like a story like this, I just feel like has to be told so that everyone can be aware of what could happen when you least expect them to. I mean, because life happens. And but like everybody was just saying, like people can change for the better or for the worse. But really, you can't really change a person. They have to change for themselves, you know. I mean, it's really up to the person. But either way you look at it, you know, life just, life just happens. So
life happens when you least expect it.
Yeah, like, say, for example, like, when my friend was, like, out on the streets at one time, yeah, he had got mugged by a couple of, you know, people, and then a friend of his got shot, and yeah, so it's basically a similar story behind that. But anyways, I just felt like I wanted to submit for it, not only to, you know, just to increase my resume, because I got a good resume and other stuff going on, but just to, you know, help her realize her full potential of this film. I mean, sure, I'm sure this story will be a heartfelt film to touch, you know, hopefully millions of people, you know, that's had this happen to them in their lives, you know. I mean, I'm sure not too many people will, you know, have had this happen to them, but just to help them be aware of their surroundings of what could happen.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold, and we actually need to go to our first commercial break of the show. And Sharon?
Yes?
Are you still with me?
Yes.
Did you pass out, baby? You need some CPR?
No, I'm going to take that.
Okay. Well, guess what? We actually have a song from the soundtrack, A Better Life, and it's called Angel by, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Adare. I hope that's right. And we actually listened to the first 50 seconds of it when we started the show. So we're going to take a two-minute commercial break, listen to the entire song. Today's cast is being sponsored by agirlsguide.org, and that is my most favorite blog in the entire universe. Michelle Alexander is the writer and the owner of A Girl's Guide, and she's also my personal life coach. So if you haven't read A Girl's Guide, check them out. If you are stuck in your own life or career, give Michelle Alexander a call, and she'll help you get unstuck. All right, so here we go with our first commercial break of the show.
What's going on? And like everyone I know, this castle has passed on. All I can do is be strong, knowing that they weren't the same as they were here. I will miss the memories and time we share. So stay strong. It seems to get a little harder as time passed. No one ever could replace the love that we had. Yeah. And since you don't visit me, I still think you mentioned me. And seriously, I changed an angel. I've changed an angel, an angel, angel, an angel, angel, an angel. Struggling to find myself. When I needed a shoulder to lean on, you always help. Replaying thoughts in my mind of your laughing smile. Been sure to my heart it was all worthwhile. I just have to face you in a better place. No more hurt, no stress, no suffering. It seems to get a little harder as time passed. No one ever could replace the love that we had. And since you gone physically, I still think you mentally. And spiritually, I changed an angel. I've changed an angel, an angel, angel, an angel, angel, an angel.
Soundtrack Angel by Adair from the movie A Better, I'm sorry, that was the song Angel by Adair from the soundtrack A Movie A Better Life. So if that's the song, that soundtrack is going to be hot. So I need everyone to go to Chandra's PayPal account. Remember, that was talent beyond belief. Hold on. talentbeyond.belief@yahoo.com, and that's for the PayPal. So I need everybody, send her a dollar. Okay. Sharon? Sharon?
Hi.
Why are you not paying attention?
I am here. You said send her a dollar.
Right? What you doing? You trying to send her a dollar right now?
I'm looking for change in the cushion so I can do it. Lord. You don't have any money. I'm just spending all my money on cigarettes when we got into jail when our other guests made us pay all those fines.
That was your guest that made us pay all the fines. My guests don't make us pay all the fines. See, Shonda is my guest, and notice how polite and how quiet and how nice my guest is. My guest isn't cussing on the air. My guest isn't talking about cutting people, shooting people, or any of that stuff.
My guests were cool, and I like them, and I'm going to have them on again. Bam. We might go to jail again, but be him.
Okay.
They actually had nice amenities in the jail. They had a basketball court.
Well, Sharon, we need to get. I've got some more cast members that we need to talk to, and I have another question that I want to ask our cast. So, and we actually have. I'm going to start our first cast member that I'm going to start with. Oh, where'd she go? There she is. We're going to start with Jessica, who plays the character Angel in the movie. Jessica, hello, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. So right now we're just kind of asking questions of the cast members, and so I told you that I'm going to start with you first. And so the question, I've actually got three of you. I've got you, Ariana, and Benjamin. And so the question that I want to toss out to you is, you know, what I've been hearing in this industry is that it's kind of you almost have to develop a tough skin, you know, to almost survive in this industry. So what one piece of advice would you give to someone who is brand new, who's listening to the show, who wants to be an actor or an actress? You know, kind of what would you tell them to keep them motivated, to keep them moving forward?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind is when you're going on auditions and for different things, and say you don't get picked for the role, or say you just start hearing a lot of no's, I would say to them, I would say to people auditioning that just because you might not have gotten the role, they might have told you no, that doesn't mean that you're not a good actor. Because a lot of times the director might be looking for something specific, or they might change their mind about a certain role, a certain book that they want, or maybe the role might even get cut from the movie or the play or whatever it is. So in this industry, there's going to be a lot of no's before you start hearing the yeses. So I wouldn't take it personally if you're hearing a lot of no's, because, I mean, maybe if you hear 9 no's, maybe the 10th one is going to be a yes. So just know that it's not you, that you're, it's not like you're a bad actor or you're not talented. Just so the director might be looking for something, you know, different. And there will be another director or another project that the, what they're looking for is you. So I've tried to live by that, because obviously I don't, you know, hear yes to the music today, or else I'd be a superstar by now. But
okay.
So I just don't take it personally, and I just keep it moving. Go for the next one.
All right. Ariana, what advice would you give to someone new coming in?
Someone new coming into the acting business, I would tell them if they have a dream to become an actor, if somebody tells them that they're not good, they should just keep trying and keep trying to accomplish their dreams or goals.
Very good. Benjamin, you know, what advice would you give? I mean, what would you say to someone who's maybe gone after role and they're really getting discouraged?
One thing that I've done with friends of mine is we run through lines together. So maybe before you go into those auditions, you might want to sit down and talk to somebody, somebody who else is a professional actor, of course, and run through some lines, go through some things, make sure that your delivery is as good as you think it is. You might want to record yourself delivering your lines. Some people have to send in, you know, video auditions. It's a good chance for you to take a look at yourself on camera and see if you're really delivering the performance you think you're delivering. And there's classes. There's people that you can link up with, and they'll train you and teach you and help you become a better actor and develop your skills. Act every day. That's the thing. You know, when I first started looking into the film industry from the acting perspective, the things people told me, you know, it takes about 10,000 hours to, like, master any craft. Well, acting is still a craft. So if it's little skits with your friends, if it's whatever, just act as much as you possibly can. You're going to hear no a lot. There's a lot of competition out there, and it's like, you know, my cast members mentioned, it all depends on what they're looking for. You may just not be what they're looking for at that point in time, but you have to be tough and not get discouraged and have faith and keep moving forward.
And last but not least, our friendly cop, KB.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I was friendly, though.
Well, you know, police officers are supposed to be nice and friendly and helpful.
No.
Although the
cops
that Sharon and I have encountered aren't nice and friendly and helpful, but that's a different story.
Yeah, but they arrested you.
Well,
you got arrested
too. I would arrest her, too.
I'm just saying,
though, too, player.
Thank you.
I'd arrest you, too. You in there looking for change in the cushions and everything else, you're going to jail right now today.
Well, hold on. I was on your side at first, and you're going to talk about me. Really? This is how we roll, KB, with the initial.
Straight lock.
Okay, KB, I want to press charges against her for failure to maintain a supportive friendship and also for failure to take me on a proper date. And I also want to press charges for just because I want to press charges. So can you arrest her?
Ma'am, I don't think you realize.
I want to press charges against
Sharon, the police. The police officer was talking.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't think you were listening to the synopsis of this movie. Ma'am, I'm a serious police officer. I cannot spend no time about y'all personal issues, about these dates and everything. I'm trying to solve a crime, ma'am. There's people murdered. There's blood everywhere on the premises. I had to shut stuff down.
Well, she assaulted me. She assaulted and battered me when she came out one day, and her legs were ashy.
Did you call the police for that? Because it may be out of my jurisdiction. I got to check where it happened at, because if it's out of my jurisdiction, I'm going to have to pass that over to somebody I know. But don't trip, though. They may seize on their police test. I may be minuses, but I know somebody in your area that made a couple seize. But don't worry, though. They still police officers, but they just, you know, they just may seize instead of aids.
Okay, can you send the cute ones over, though? Just send the cute officers over.
I got you. They on their way.
Aaron, I'm trying to interview the officer, okay? The officer, okay?
Yeah, this is.
Because, you know, I got a thing for women in uniforms. Officer. What I want to know is if someone was trying to, you know, get into really the acting industry, because I mean you are still in character and I love it. Would you know, everybody else has kind of given them their bits and pieces of advice. So what would you give to this new struggling actor who is just really trying to make it?
I'm gonna be 100% honest. I'm one of those very new faces. Like I have zero acting talent ability. Never practiced, no, none of that. Really, all this you see right now on this phone call is just natural. But I really was on there as a crew member. And Shonda, once again, I keep trying to tell people, I got natural born ability. I'm talented. She seen the talent in me and was like, go and get it. So what I would tell people is just be yourself on a regular basis. You know, I mean, if you talented, somebody going to spot it. They going to see it. Damn, put you in the movie, you on.
But, okay, what can you say, but guys, what I want you to hear about what she did is she started out as a crew member. She didn't start out as the lead. She started out as someone on the crew, and she worked her way into it. Okay.
Now, Shonda won't agree with the work part, but I'm glad you said it, though, because there's a lot of people that said I wasn't working, but I felt it on the inside. It felt like work.
Okay, I'm trying to support you. You know, I'm trying to give you props, baby, because, you know, I got
that's
this thing
saying,
for women in uniform,
you
right?
Yeah, thank you for telling them that, because some people are going to say, well, I wasn't working. I thank you.
I know you were working you so were. Hard because you were working that uniform tight to death. Okay, but
you know, are you flirting with the guest?
I'm not flirting with the guest. I just made a comment, Sharon. I can't make comments.
Now, how many times have you told me not to be flirting with a guest, and here you are?
You were sexually harassing the guest. We were getting ready to get.
Hey, y'all, hold on 1 second. I got Dr. Phil on the other line. He want to chime in, too. Hold on, I got Dr. Phil. Just hold 1 second. He want to come in on three-way.
Okay. So, guys, we are down to our, Sharon, help me. We're down to the last part of our show, so we are going to thank all of our wonderful guests for today, and especially Shonda for making yourself available. Everyone, especially on a Sunday afternoon, thank you. I know that, you know, we were competing against football, so I appreciate all of you who gave up your football time for us. I don't even know if the game is still going or not. But anyway, thank you all so much for joining us.
Anything like that for the movie or anything, your website?
Oh, website for the movie. Shonda, can you give them the website?
Okay. The website is A Better Life, and life is spelled with a Y, .com, .web.com.
Wait, say it one more time, Shonda.
Better Life, and life is spelled with a Y, L-Y-F-E, .web.com.
All right.
Cool.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to let all of the cast, you know, you're all welcome to stay on with us because we're actually going to welcome the newest member to our family. We had a baby. Yay. So we're going to welcome the newest member to our Back to Us Radio family. So if you guys want to hang on the line with us, you're welcome. If you want to hang up, you can. Thank you so, so very much for joining us, though.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
All right.
Can you tell me when we had a baby?
Sharon, you don't remember us having a baby?
Well,
you don't remember it because I was the one in labor. That's why you don't remember us having a baby, because it was me. I had the baby. I just used the word we.
I was at Tivana.
You're always somewhere else when I'm in the middle of a crisis. I'm like birthing babies and stuff, and you're like just MIA. Okay.
I was
so at everyone.
Who's your baby?
Okay. So our newest member of the Back to Us Radio family is none other than my little brother, Tico Davis.
Tico.
Roscoe Tico Train.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. How are you?
So, guys, Tico is going to be hosting Tico's Corner on Monday night. And at 7 p.m. Central, Tico, right?
Yes, 7 p.m. Central Texas time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I love it how you say Texas time. As if Texas is the only state that has central time, but that's okay, Tico. I'm going to let you have that one because at least you got the time zone conversion correct.
Right. I keep messing up on the time zone, so I got to say Texas time.
Yeah, you know. Bless my heart. I am so excited about this, guys. You know, Tico has been, for those of you who don't know Tico, Tico is an actor, a motivational speaker, an at-risk youth mentor. Tico does a lot of work in the Austin area working with the children's shelters. And Tico actually has a clothing line out now, and it's T-shirts. And half of those sales of the T-shirts are going to a children's shelter. So I need everyone. Tico, is the website up?
Yes.
The website's
yes.
up?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Tico, yes. Give everyone your website so that they can go purchase T-shirts.
It'll be TicoDavis.com, or you can just find me on Facebook at Tico Davis Facebook, inbox me. Right now what I'm doing is my first 100 T-shirts, I'm actually just giving them out free, just asking people to wear
them
and take a picture.
I want a shirt.
Karen, I got you. Extra small, I got you.
Oh,
yes. Extra small, I already got. The first 100 shirts, I'm actually just giving them out free, you know, just to spread the word out, to allow individuals, you know, just to promote the shirt, to let them know that what my cause is, what my vision is, what I'm trying to do out in the community. You know, I don't want to just target the African-American community. I just don't want to target the LGBT community. I want to target communities that's inside the community, because once you say that you're a lesbian, they want to put you in that circle or that realm of saying, oh, well, she's gay, she's just trying to target the LGBT community. No, I'm trying to target all the communities inside the community, African-American, Chinese, white, black, Asian. I don't care. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a cause. Everybody has a purpose, and that's what I want to spread, and that's what Tico's Corner is about.
All right, so, guys, I need you to buy a shirt from Tico's Corner. I need you to pull out a dollar and donate your dollar to talentbeyond.belief@yahoo.com, okay, because we got to pay for the soundtrack. We need to pay for the soundtrack and for the T-shirt.
Well, no, the first 100 T-shirts are free. So if they Right, so if they find me on Facebook, TekoDavis, and inbox me with their address, I'm mailing out the first 100 for free. So it won't be.
And you need to take a picture with the T-shirt on.
Correct. You need to take the picture with the T-shirt on, email it back to me. If you're a Facebook friend, I would suggest to send me a Facebook friend request, tag me in it. To just get the movement going, to get the story out here, to get the purpose out here of what I'm trying to do in the community.
All right. Awesome. Well, Tico, welcome. I am so excited that, you know, you – because you had your choice of which shows, you know, which radio network you could do your show on. And just because you're my brother, you didn't have to come to my network, but you chose to. So –
No,
I appreciate
and I didn't
that.
Have first choice either. Guys, I just want y'all to know I had to go through the process just like everybody else.
I didn't make you go through the full process. I didn't make you. I didn't. You know, Tico, really, why you got to put it out there like that?
And the clause was, just because you're my brother, don't me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, because we're all about empowering our community. And, you know, I had to make sure that, you know, you were going to be able to empower.
And definitely, and that's definitely why I decided to join Back to Us Radio, because there's a lot of radio stations out there, blog radio, talk stations, but the purpose, the vision that you have and what you're trying to do in the communities, that's inside the communities, I definitely wanted to support, to be a part of, and, you know, just get the word out there. And I just want everybody to know my show is Target. Anybody that, if you see Grandma Louvian or Bertha on the corner, 64th and 3rd, it does not matter. If that's what you're doing every Sunday, you can call in, you can hit me up on Facebook, you can go to the Back to Us page and just let us know that what you're doing out in the community, and we'll definitely promote you and get your name out there so people know what you're actually doing. You know, it's a lot of people that put in community service hours, have community service projects, and they just need to have that voice. So Back to Us is the platform for that voice to get what you're doing, your passion, out there in the community. So go like our page on Facebook, backtous.com on Facebook. And that's with a 2, B-A-C-K, the number 2, U-S.com.
At Facebook. All right, and Tico, one more thing for your show. I'm kind of going to hijack your show a little bit tomorrow, because we actually have a missing teenager that we need to get the word out on, because the police is doing nothing to help this mother find this baby. So if police officers, I used to be one of you, if you won't help us, we'll help ourselves.
Yes, definitely.
So we're going to find this baby and bring her home.
Yeah,
right.
I definitely seen a post, and it's time to start flooding our Facebook post pages with the picture of this young child, you know, to get the word out there in the community that this baby is missing.
All right, so everyone, again, thank you to all of our guests, and we're almost out of time, Sharon. How did this happen?
It always happens.
All right,
I
just need one more minute. Guys, tomorrow will be the first launch of my show. We're going to do
transgender. I'm so sorry, Tico.
No. We're going to do transgendering one-on-one, the do's and don'ts. There's a lot of people that's going from F to M, M to L. I'm going to have Ty West on as my co-host. Ty, if anybody don't know who Ty is, I recommend you Google him, T-Y-E-W-E-S-T, Ty West. The man is very powerful. I just tune in tomorrow, and we're going to get down on Tico's Corner.
Thank you, Tico. All right, we've got my life coach on the line, Michelle.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, I just wanted to say a couple of things. Tico, welcome to the family. I can't wait to listen to your show tomorrow. I am super excited that you are doing that topic. You know my connection to it. So, you know, I definitely am just appreciative that you're going to tackle it, and welcome.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome, honey. And, Anish, you know, when I tuned in, I heard you talking about that young woman. And, again, you know my connection to this situation. And I actually reached out to the girl's mom, and I said, hey, look, I went through this last year when my girlfriend disappeared, and I understand the frustration that you're going through. So reach back out to me. I want to share, you know, with you what's going on or what I did to make the police pay attention. So I'm just hoping that she gets back with me, and I'll let her know that you are giving her some airtime tomorrow as well.
Yeah, we'll give her, if I have to create a whole new show to get this mother on the air, I'll do that. Because doggone it, these police officers are going to listen to her.
Yeah. I was reading some of the posts, and she hasn't connected back with me, but from what it sounds like, she had to go to, like, the local FBI office, who was telling her that she couldn't, now this was, I think, Friday, that she couldn't, they couldn't do anything until Monday, because I don't know if they're calling it a runaway or what, but the fact that she's 16, nobody's seen her, nobody's found her, it's been 8 days at this point, and, you know, it's just, why did mom have to wait an entire weekend to get somebody on the case? It's just not acceptable. It's absolutely not acceptable.
That's okay. We'll
take
care of it. We take care of our own. We got this.
Yes, we do. Okay. So welcome, Tico. Welcome. I can't wait to listen to your show tomorrow.
Thank you.
And don't forget to mention Shirts versus Skins. I'm just saying.
Oh,
yes,
that's right. That's right. Okay. All right. So we've got like a lot of movies. We've got Shirts versus Skins. If you haven't seen that movie, go check it out. It's a short feature on YouTube right now. We've also got Church Hurt that's going to be coming out soon. We still
yes.
need to get the soundtrack for our current movie. So remember, everyone, $1 to Talent. Wait, hold on. I always mess this up. Hold on. I'm getting old. Okay, talentbeyond.belief@yahoo.com. So I need everyone to do $1. Thank our sponsor today, Michelle Alexander with agirlsguide.org. Life coaching. Remember, if you're stuck, you need to get unstuck. You need to call Michelle. And
Yay!
Then finally, our show next week is on dating with a disability. Because those of you who've been following my 52 weeks know that I have finally decided to start dating again after a 52-week self-imposed hiatus. So, you know, what does it really look like to date with a disability? All right.
Awesome.
Okay, so I am going to, what am I doing? Sharon.
Yes.
It's just me and you. All right, so we're going to close out tonight with another artist who has shown us an amazing amount of love, and we're going to listen to Timeless Moments by Kim Joyce. And everyone, thank you all so much for listening, for supporting, for liking, for sharing Back to Us Radio Network. You can follow us on Twitter, Back to Us Radio. You can like us on Facebook, Back2Us. And we will talk to you all next week. Tune in tomorrow for Tico's Corner. We love you. Sharon, tell them we love them.
Peace. We love you. I love you. Love you. Thanks, everybody.
Oh. Stand you sometimes. Love you, Sharon.
I know.
A night full of passion, but passion in reverse. Cause even though I love your body, tonight I'm gon' fuck your mind first. How? Stimulating conversation, get your juices flowing, get your pots pulsating. Realizing, boo, I know you wanna taste it, but hold on for that final destination. Here we be, the journey is better, the ocean gets wetter. We do take our time, and this might last forever. Let me take you to heaven, show you a crown, but before we meet, yeah, please slow it down and just. Climax, wanna have dead breath. Sunsex, set it out, yeah. Like that, take your time. Timeless, marinating in the now, but basking in forever. This elevator love got me steeping every level. Your head to your navel to your toes. All around your body, watch the mirror. In reverse, 'cause even though I love your body, tonight that I'm gon' fuck your mind first out. Stimulating conversation, get your juices flowing, get your pots pulsating. See, victory is awesome, boo, I know you wanna taste it. But hold off on our final destination. Baby, see, the journey is better. Journey is better. Baby, see, the journey is better.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.